KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We'll hear from the president on the recent food poisoning incidents that have left several children dead. Minister in the presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, says the government is working around the clock to resolve the crisis. At a post-cabinet briefing today, Ntshavheni said President Cyril Ramaphosa would speak about the interventions when he addresses us this week.
The Department of Health has activated the National Institute of Communicable Diseases to trace and examine the source of the poisoning of foodstuffs and make recommendations.
The Department of Basic Education has called on early childhood development centres to take part in its mass registration campaign. It says it wants improved oversight of out-of-home settings where children receive care. At least half of all national ECD operators caring for tens of thousands of children remain unregistered. Spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga says the campaign began in Gauteng in June with nearly 1,500 applications still under review. He says KZN is next.
There's an unknown number of children that are learning at ECD centers that the government does not know about. There are ECD centers out there who don't have the basic necessities to take care of children. We need to know each and every one of these operators so that we're able to support them. But they need to come out, identify themselves so that they can be supported to be at the right level. Remember, at the center of everything is quality. We need to make sure that everyone offers a quality service, but that cannot happen if people are operating in the shadows.
A manhunt is continuing for a gang that robbed a cash van on the north coast. The vehicle was blown up on the N2 between Mandeni and Kinginhlofu yesterday evening. Two guards hurt during the robbery are recovering in hospital. Videos of the incident show the robbers loading the cash into their getaway vehicle. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Netsiunda.
It is reported that cash delivery security guards had just collected money from various stores when they were ambushed by the suspects who shot at the cash delivery truck. Two security guards were shot and injured, and they were robbed of their two firearms.
Donald Trump will return to the White House to meet President Joe Biden in his first visit in nearly 4 years. Biden invited the president-elect to meet in the Oval Office, a courtesy that Biden wasn't afforded by Trump after the 2020 election that the Republican lost. Biden is expected to urge a smooth transition of power in the meeting and push for continued support of Ukraine. Trump has moved swiftly to name his administration, including Elon Musk, as head of a new group aimed at slashing government spending. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 23. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.